This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Welcome back to The Jump. So today's podcast episode is a little bit about the frisky. And someone might say, Dawn, you know, this is your high performance coach. So why are you talking about sexy time and frisky? Actually, the two go hand in hand. I mean, I can only imagine the sex that people like Kobe Bryant and Michael Phelps, like, these are athletes. You think they aren't having fabulous sex? They are. No, on a somewhat serious note, because, well, somewhat serious, we need to keep some of these episodes a little bit lighter. Sex can wake us all up. It's actually one of the best ways to wake up. And I think the world would probably be a happier place if people had more of it, candidly. I have, as women in our prime, and also knowing many other women in prime, and when I say in their prime, like, I'd say like 37, 38 and up, like, they start having the best sex of their lives. So if you're in your 40s and you're a woman and you're not having any sex, like, I would fucking get on that, on something. You're more comfortable with your body. You know what kind of goes where. It's almost like a sport. It's super fun. And I don't have a ton of sex because I'm attempting Buddhism and I'm failing at it, but I'm attempting it. I haven't been able to give up any one thing completely. But I'm getting there, I think. Yeah. I think the world would be a lot happier if people just had better sex with the right people. I honestly think people are not having enough sex with the right people, and no one really knows what intimacy is. Now, sex is very different than intimacy. There is making love. I sound like a fucking moron even saying that. There is that. Though not many people do that anymore. We live in a world full of pain. I'm not going to have a deep episode. I'm not going to go in there. We're keeping this one light and fun and fluffy and sexy. But sex can be really fun. It can be fun. And I talk to too many people who aren't having any of it. And I'm like, does anyone kind of like, just make time for that. It's actually physically very good for you for 8 million reasons. It's like laughter. You need laughter. You need to find the humor in everything. Backing up a second, I said that sex is not the same thing as intimacy, and let me talk about that, what I mean by that. Because it's not. And I learned this very late in life. Fucking idiot. God, I've had to learn so much so late in life. Intimacy is being able to hold eye contact and to speak from your soul and to connect with someone. Through like the big stuff and the little stuff. Intimacy is like finding the beauty in a blade of grass or the way the light shines through a window. Intimacy is talking to someone about anything and everything and absolutely nothing until 4 o'clock in the morning, sober. That's intimacy. I think a lot of us crave intimacy and we don't know how to get it. I think it's also because we haven't done the inner work. Once you do the deep inner work with a coach or someone who knows what the fuck they're doing, intimacy, opportunities for that come everywhere because you're so grounded in who you are, and that becomes magnetic for the right type of interactions. I think we all crave intimacy. There was something that someone said on a training recently that triggered me a little bit. He had said, I don't need anyone. I know that I don't need anyone. And I was like, what was it about it that bothered me? And I had to like go on a really long walk. I was like, because it is a very empowering way to approach certain interactions. Yes. And truly, if you're going to be truly Buddhist and spiritual about it, you don't need anyone because we are all one. And all of the love that you seek from someone else, you have to give it to yourself first. You have to love yourself and accept yourself implicitly first before you can go and find that with another person. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's so many people out there fucking right now and having sex and not understanding why they can't seem to have any intimacy. I know there's a big thing, and listen, I love Gen Z. They're super fun. Super fun Gen Z. And they teach me a lot about a lot of stuff, from tech to different ways to make money. But, and I'm going to make a very broad statement here. A lot of them don't do sleepovers. So they'll have sex with someone and leave the night of. Like they come in like during the middle of the day and have sex and then they all go separate. They don't sleep. They don't sleep with each other. They don't sleep next to each other. And they think that's okay. And I find that very interesting. Too many people are having sex with the wrong people, looking for a piece of nirvana and to touch the soul and for a sense of intimacy. Or they're doing it to scratch an itch and then not understanding why they feel so empty afterwards. Intimacy and sex are two separate things. But more than anything, if you haven't done the deep inner work and cleaned up your own energy and your own bullshit, how you interact with others will never get you what your soul craves, because there's too much noise and nonsense between the two of you. It's like a handshake. I mean, anyone can have a handshake. Anyway, moral of the story today is go out, go forth, and have some sex with the right person in the right way. Fun sex. I mean, sober sex. Sex that is so good that you're like, I actually do not want to be drunk because I do not want to miss a second of this type of sex. Sex that you have like when the sun comes up and you're laughing and you feel amazing. The type of sex where you don't feel empty afterwards. It's out there. Intimacy, whew. That's like, I mean, that's a miracle, right? Some marriages have it. I've seen it once or twice. Not often. It's possible, though. Intimacy is possible when you get to know yourself. If you can be intimate with yourself and all of your shadows and all of your darkness and love on all parts of that, when you know yourself so fundamentally, intimacy with others, those opportunities come in. But that's not about sex. It can be, but that's not about sex. That's about
a nirvana of the heart and of the mind and of the spirit. That's a joining of something that is incredible. That's being seen. Intimacy is being seen. Being seen by another human being. Fully seen. Seen in an uncensored way. And that's priceless. That's all I got for you today. I love you. Go have some sex. If you're lucky, find some intimacy. And have some fun. It's good for high performance. True. It's very true. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.